Come on. But not come on to the top. The assault on the summit must wait while the three boys accepted this challenge. The rock was as large as a small motor car. Heave. Sway back and forth. Catch the rhythm. Heave. Increase the swing of the pendulum. Increase, increase. Come up and bear against that point of furthest balance. Increase, increase. Heave. The great rock loitered, poised on one toe, decided not to return, moved through the air, fell, struck, turned over, leapt droning through the air, and smashed a deep hole in the canopy of the forest. Echoes and birds flew. White and pink dust floated. The forest further down shook as with the passage of an enraged monster. And then the island was still. Wacko! Like a bomb! Wee-ay-oo! Not for 5 minutes could they drag themselves away from this triumph, but they left at last. The way to the top was easy after that. As they reached the last stretch, Ralph stopped. Golly! They were on the lip of a circular hollow in the side of the mountain. This was filled with a blue flower, a rock plant of some sort, and the overflow hung down the vent and spilled lavishly among the canopy of the forest. The air was thick with butterflies, lifting, fluttering, settling. Beyond the hollow was the square top of the mountain, and soon they were standing on it. They had guessed before that this was an island, clambering among the pink rocks, with the sea on either side, and the crystal heights of air. They had known by some instinct that the sea lay on every side. But there seemed something more fitting in leaving the last word till they stood on the top, and could see a circular horizon of water. Ralph turned to the others.